Hello again, and welcome back to the Vox Pop, WAMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok, here with Ray Graff, and a great treat, the best sports editor in modern times at the Times Union.
Wow.
Pete Iorizzo. Pete is the sports editor over at the Times Union and is stepping up to the plate, I get it, to give us the latest. A-Rod is fighting the suspension the greatest baseball has levied since the Black Sox scandal of 1919. I get it now. That saw eight players banned for conspiring to fix the World Series. Today, we want your take on the scandal that's rocking Major League Baseball. What do you think of A-Rod's suspension? And what do you think this means for the sport going forward? Give us a call at 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Ray Graff, read the next paragraph.
I'd be happy to. You can also post comments at the bottom of today's show page on the Vox Pop section of our website. You go to WAMC.org/VoxPop. You can comment right there. You can also comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/WAMC radio. You could tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop if you so desire. And, of course, you could always email us at WAMC. No, it's voxpop@WAMC.org.
That's the one I would use if you were my age and you wanted to do it right.
Well, you would use smoke signals.
I probably would.
Yeah.
The Daily News says, "What a bum," on the front page. And then it has a little red circle and it says, 18 pages of the best coverage. Can you imagine 18 pages on this nonsense? Well, and on the New York Post, damned Yankee. Big dope A-Rod banned for 211 games. I think they're, I think they're mean. Anyway, those are the thing. We want you to call. And so now we need Pete, the editor, the sports editor, Pete Iorizzo, the sports editor, the best they've ever had at the Times Union, to sort of fill us in on what's happening now.
Well, thanks for the kind words, Alan. I hope none of my predecessors are listening as you say that.
Well, Alan hopes they are.
Ray has it figured, as Roselle always says. Anytime he says anything nice about somebody else, it's because he's really saying something not nice about somebody who came first. Right, go ahead.
Well, I'm happy to join the two best radio hosts there ever were.
Oh, there you go. Well done. You'll be back.
So, just to get everybody up to speed here, so we know that yesterday A-Rod was hit with a 211-game suspension by Major League Baseball, but he was in the lineup last night and presumably will be in the lineup tonight and maybe for the rest of the season, because under baseball's collective bargaining agreement, he has the right to appeal that suspension and continue to play baseball games
while he appeals that suspension. Right?
And he will probably continue to get booed, whether it's in Chicago or Kansas City or New York or Boston or wherever it is the Yankees play between now and the end of the season.
Why are we so offended that he was taking a little, stuff?
Well, one, because he's A-Rod, and people are always looking for an excuse to.
They don't like him. People don't like him.
He makes a lot of money.
He's got $100 million left on his contract, I read.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's in addition to the $200-something million he's already made during the course of his career.
Boy.
So can you give us a sense of how long it'll take the appeal to kick in? I mean, in other words, he could play until the appeal is heard. Could that appeal be this week? Could it be in a day or two? How fast does that happen?
Well, it sounds as though he's got until Thursday to formally file the appeal and say, I'm going to appeal this decision. But, it's not like you appeal and then they talk about it for 10 minutes and then the appeal is decided.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be November or December before the arbitrator issues a ruling on this. And obviously the baseball season will be long over by then.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Over to Ellen in Kingston. All right. Ellen, I'm delighted you called. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan. Well, I don't care whether it's A-Rod or not. I mean, he took a drug to enhance his playing. It wasn't on a fair playing field like for the other players. So now he's going to be punished for it. Why is everybody crying over it?
I don't think everybody is. I think most of the people who are saying it, like the Daily News and the New York Post, are going, hooray. What I wonder is why he has to pay so much more than the other guys do.
Well, that's the other thing. What these guys get paid is a fee. And that probably, if you have all that money and all those endorsements, that puts pressure on you to even try drugs to play better. Otherwise, you're not going to be paid that amount of money.
Huh.
Or have those endorsements.
Okay, but the guest, Pete, is going to speak now.
Well, I was going to say, Pete, there are two things to keep in mind here. One is that I think one of the reasons A-Rod's penalty is so much bigger than everybody else's is you'll notice when Major League Baseball announced the suspensions yesterday, they didn't just say A-Rod is being suspended because he used steroids. They're also saying A-Rod is being suspended because we were trying to investigate how and why A-Rod used steroids, and he kept meddling and getting in the way.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, one of those cover-up.
Well,
he knew his rights.
He knew his rights. I mean, Clemens did the same thing, didn't he, back in the day?
Yeah, I don't know. Did they ever get to the point where baseball was involved? I know he gave testimony, right, on Capitol Hill.
Right, a little different because that was going through the court system, whereas, you know, this is baseball's own investigation.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, of the people that were suspended, A-Rod is the only one who said he's going to appeal it. Nobody else appealed their suspension.
Well, they all got a slap on the hand. He didn't get that. He got really hurt.
Well, you wonder, did A-Rod have a chance to cut a deal?
Well, that's what the word was for the days leading up to this, that they were in negotiations, and eventually they stopped because A-Rod wants to keep playing and get paid, and I think that was the sticking point.
Right, yeah. And we don't know if there was – maybe there was an offer at some point on the table from baseball to say, hey, we'll make this 100 games or 125 games or whatever.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe an elephant just flew through the room. You never know. I mean, one can guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Ellen, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Ellen.
Yeah. Let's go to Victor in Massachusetts, 1-800-348-2551. Go ahead, Victor.
Excuse me, Alan?
That's me.
Couple things. First one is, if I was a rich man or had a bunch of rich, rich buddies, I'd start a league for people that wanted to do whatever they wanted to do to play the best baseball they could, no matter what. It wouldn't matter to me. Whoa. Wouldn't be me. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. I don't even like artificial sugar, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nevertheless, you know, what do I care? These guys can go ahead and be just as good as they want to be. If it kills them, it kills them.
But you know something?
It's their life.
Hey, Victor, you know something? You make an interesting point. We could have something called the Bad Boys League.
I think we
well,
have that.
I don't
that.
Know if I call them bad boys, but let me get to my second point now.
I heard on the news there.
Here's the important part. Now, I heard on the news there just yesterday, I think it was, the most expensive hamburger in the world. At the end of the article, they started talking about, you know, genetically engineered.
They started
talking about in 10 years it'd be ready for public consumption. So steroids are ready right now. Let's go for it. Let's play baseball. Who cares? Let these guys do whatever they want to do, get themselves in shape, keep themselves in shape, die early if they want, go out in glory. It's their life. I'm all for it.
Is this Bud Selig calling?
No, this is a modest proposal.
No, it's not a modest proposal.
I believe it's
intended as some sort of a social commentary.
Well, it is.
Like I said, if I had the money, I'd open up a league and just say, you want to play, take care of yourself, make sure you're in shape, play every game. You're fine with me. I don't care what you do.
I think there are a lot of people out there like Victor who, I guess you could say they're taking sort of the libertarian approach to steroids.
Sure.
Just let guys do whatever they want to do. The technology is out there. The cheaters are always going to beat the tests. So let's just let them do it.
Are these steroids against the law?
Well, if you can't prescribe medication to somebody without cause for using that medication, without a medical purpose.
In the beginning, in 98 or whenever it was 98 when Sosa and McGuire were battling it out to break Maris's record, you know, McGuire had Andro in his locker, and I think at that time it was a supplement you could buy at any weight, you know, any gym or whatever.
Right.
Not allowed in baseball, I believe, although it may have been. But anyway, you know, the windows change. The windows open and close on what is okay and what is not okay. So, I mean, maybe Victor makes a point. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's a vegetarian. He don't care what kind of hamburger they put out there.
Okay, hey, Victor. Very provocative, and we thank you for your call. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Hey, Pete, is this the biggest scandal that you've seen? I mean, at the end of the day, it's only 12 sort of players and A-Rod.
You know, my fear is that this is not the watershed moment and that this is just one of many of these we're just going to continue to have every couple of years, because when you think about it, none of these 12 guys were suspended because they failed a drug test. These 12 guys were suspended because a newspaper figured out that some guy was...
They were connected to...
Exactly, selling steroids to baseball players, and now they have, you know, piles of evidence against them, and it's, you know, mostly paperwork and that kind of evidence.
Now, didn't our fighting district attorney have something to do with these guys down there?
That was a different clinic in Florida. This one was also based in Florida too.
Yeah.
But you know, my point is, none of these guys ever failed a drug test. So how many other biogenesis clinics are out there that we haven't heard about?
I mean, to clear up baseball, it really has to start in the minors, and it's been more stringent. The testing has been more stringent in the minors for some time now. Theoretically, this will pass if baseball can survive it.
But and look at the list, though, the 12 guys who were suspended. I mean, a lot of them are guys who are more or less minor league players.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not necessarily a list of
this
of
gets
12
them right
superstars.
Over that little cusp there for being, you know, out of the you know,
being a middle player who'll never make it,
a D player, and being a C-plus player, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna take a short break, but we'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Dr. Joseph Cohen, optometrist, eye examination, classic eyewear, contact lens fitting in historic Uptown Kingston, participating with MVP, Empire, Davis, VSP, Medicare, and other insurances. CohenOptometry.com. The 1850 House Inn and Tavern, Rosendale, New York, newly renovated boutique hotel in the heart of the Hudson Valley, 12 guest rooms with modern amenities located close to historic landmarks. The1850house.com. Ashokan Center, Olive Ridge, New York, a classroom in the wild helping schools, organizations, and individuals reconnect with nature, history, and the arts. AshokanCenter.org. Curran Compliance Services, LLC, Greenwich, New York. Legal and consulting services on regulatory issues for life insurance and annuity manufacturers and distributors. CurranCompliance.com. And Little Wolf Architecture, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, providing collaborative discovery and design for dwellings in the regional landscape, featuring passive house and natural home strategies, littlewolfarch.com.
And we're back. Thank you, Zachary, for bringing us back. Just tap your heels three times and say, I want to go home.
I wish I was back in the newsroom.
And here we and here we are. Okay, so hurry, make your calls, 1-800-348-2551. We want to hear from you, especially if you're Laurie from Queensbury.
Oh, there she is.
Laurie, you're on.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. I truly appreciate the program today. I have a great passion for baseball, and I want to say that my heart is truly broken over this.
Oh.
It truly is. I have a love of the game, the sport, what it takes to be a baseball player, and this just breaks my heart. It really does. Even one of the players on my team has been named in this, and the only thing that I can think of is, well, frankly, when Ty Cobb came on the field, my favorite baseball player of all time, the players on that field, on the opposing team, knew what they were dealing with. You know, they knew that he sharpened his shoes, the spikes on them. They knew he was going to run into them. They knew. But, you know, for heaven's sake, you know, why do this? Why do this?
It's insane. We just said so. Why? So you go from being a D minor league player to a C plus, maybe major league player.
Well, I understand, Alan, but it just seems like the sportsmanship has gone out of all sport.
And politics too. Pete, what do you think about this?
And Laurie, look at the size of A-Rod's contract and the number of zeros at the end of it, and you have to wonder if there would be that many zeros at the end of the contract if he had, you know, never used these drugs. I mean, you talk about sportsmanship, but there's an awful lot of money at stake for all these guys, and that very often overrides sportsmanship.
Yeah. You know,
Well, what does that really, boy, that, you'll have to forgive me for being so blunt, but what does that say about humanity now? I mean, I see it on my local field. You know, the competitiveness, I mean, it's just, there is such an emphasis on to win.
Well, we're going to Ray now. Go
to
ahead.
To be
Ray.
A contrarian, just for a moment, Laurie.
For a change.
You know, they've been cheating and doctoring balls, and there was a great piece, I don't know where I saw it online, months ago, about you know, performance enhancing things at the turn of the century and in the early part of the 1900s. And so there, everybody who's played Major League Baseball, or at least a great majority of them, certainly a lot of the pitchers who've doctored baseballs and everything else, corked bats, everybody's looking for that edge. Yeah. And it's, this is not new. It's just, it's a new way to do it,
nothing
or a newer.
Nothing new about performance enhancing stuff.
I'm also
What?
Go ahead, Lori.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know what? I want to thank you very much for bringing that to my attention, because now that I think about it, a simple thing back in Ty Cobb's era, like cotton candy, the pitchers would put that on the baseball to give them, quote, an edge. You know, so you know what? You're right.
Yeah. Hey, Lori, you don't really remember, you know, Ty Cobb and all like that, do you?
No, I do not.
Nice. Don't mind him, Lori, and thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Pete, you were about to say?
Well, oh, no, I was just going to say.
All five phones are ringing now.
You know, back in, obviously, in Ty Cobb's time, this technology didn't exist, and, you know, we didn't have these substances. I'm not sure I would agree with the notion that this is a statement about humanity today. Ty Cobb never had the opportunity to make $100 million.
Yeah, but they had spitballs, and they even made them, they were legal for a while, but then they were doing that. They were corking bats. They were doing this.
And they used them, you know? I mean,
But they still use them. Don't they still use spitballs and rough up the ball and do
sure.
all like that?
Sure. Yeah.
I think as long as we've had sports and games, we've had people.
So how
who
come
going
they suspend you for one thing but not the other?
Well, Mountain Landis sort of started.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Yeah, he started to change, you know, make it more strict, and we've had a stronger commissioner since then.
I don't know. You get a guy who's an owner, you know, and you make him into the commissioner. I looked askance at that whole thing.
All
I'll
right.
be honest with you. I didn't think that was right. You need an outside guy to come in there and just not represent the big boys.
Okay.
That's my view of it. Anyway, okay. Right. We have one free phone. We're going to Landon in Milford, Pennsylvania.
Ah, Milford.
Hey, now we love Milford. Go ahead, Landon.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. I was just listening back a little bit, and I know that the one guy made a comment about, you know, let the guys do what they want. Very libertarian, very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing interesting about that is, though, what about people that want to play it for the sport and don't want to hurt their bodies and they just want to play? Obviously, the person taking steroids is going to do better, are they not?
And what about the kids?
Exactly, a bad role model. So that's just one point. And then also you said something about A-Rod paying more for the actual fees that he was charged for the, you know, for the crime committed or whatever, the alleged crime committed.
Yeah.
And the thing is a crime is a crime and a punishment is a punishment. If you're going to hit somebody where it hurts, obviously someone who makes more isn't going to feel if they pay the same fee someone who makes less would.
Is that the way we fines? You know, if you go 70 miles an hour, and they find out you're a rich guy, you pay more for the 70 miles an hour?
Right, but that's not a public sport.
Well, you know, there's always a difference. Okay, Ray, you look perplexed.
No, not at all. Yeah. No, I'm perplexed, but I don't have anything to say.
Yeah, well, and Pete?
No, I just, you know, it occurs to me, you know, Landon pointed out that some people take a more libertarian approach to this, but I think that the issue of whether or not it's appropriate for baseball to just allow players to use steroids is separate from whether or not the punishment to Alex Rodriguez was appropriate, because whether or not the rule should exist and whether or not he violated the rules are two separate things. The guy broke the rules, and if you're to believe Major League Baseball, tried to cover it up.
But he broke the rules, so did he fail a drug test?
He didn't, no.
So this
That's
is not
that
we
it.
Know of. So this is not the 50-game suspension for failing a drug test?
Well, you could. That's exactly I think the issue that people have with this is that everybody else got a 50-game suspension because that's your first offense. It's a 50-game suspension. In this case, I believe the reason Alex Rodriguez got more is because, as baseball points out, he went out of his way to cover up what he.
Well,
had
but
done.
Ray has made the point earlier in the day that he thinks maybe they. This is just because there's a wink and a nod, and they want Alex Rodriguez and the $100 million that the Yankees owe him out of there.
Oh, sure. There, a lot of people have said, you know, it works in the Yankees' favor if he were banned for the sport for life. Yeah. It would save them hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard anybody call up and say anything about a conspiracy theory yet. But
it's early.
This is WAM.
I'm sure it'll happen.
Hey, Landon, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
So, Pete, is he done? In other words, if the suspension goes through next year, he's played only a handful of times in the last however long. He's 38 now. Is that it? Is this amount to a lifetime ban?
That's what I wondered, too, if this was sort of a de facto lifetime ban, because can you imagine a guy who's only going to have played, you know, how many games left in the season, 35, 40 games over the course of 2 years, a guy who's 38 years old, whose skills are declining anyway.
And he's not on the juice anymore, presumably.
And he's presumably not on the juice anymore. Can he afford to take an entire year off and then be expected to come back and play every day as a Major League Baseball player?
Well, let's go to Anthony in Pittsfield. Anthony, you're on.
Hi, Alan. This is Anthony Arshima from Pittsfield.
Okay.
Hey, I just had a question for you. You know, A-Rod did all these steroids and used these steroid drugs, and I'm wondering, why isn't he being treated just like Lance Armstrong, being stripped of his titles and all that? I don't see any baseball players being penalized like Lance Armstrong was.
What do you mean, in the record books?
Yeah. I mean, why not be stripped of all his titles?
Interesting question.
This is a great question, and it's a huge question, and Pete Iorizzo of the Times Union, well-versed in the history of baseball, I mean, this would change everything. If they did this once, then would they have to take away World Series rings? He was juicing, presumably, when he was the man during that, whatever that World Series was not too long ago. Then, you know, are all the records up for discussion now? Doesn't it change and rock the foundation of baseball?
That's the problem.
And he ain't getting into the Hall of Fame, that's for sure.
No. And when you're talking about records, I mean, once you start doing that, how do you stop?
Yeah.
How do you pick and choose which records you're going to take away?
Yep.
You know, how can you – do you take away a team's World Series title because a known steroid user
played for that team?
Well, I mean, like, think about this, right? We got people using, you know, drugs like marijuana, and they're all being locked up for this. And, you know, then you got steroids, something that changes someone's personality, that someone may become potentially violent on steroids, you know? Why not penalize those people just like people like that, you know, do other drugs? You know, why not, you know, throw them in jail or...
Well, I think we are penalizing those people, but you have to keep in mind here: A-Rod is not being tried in a court of law here. This is a punishment that's being doled out by Major League Baseball
or by a commissioner who used to be a team owner.
All right, now.
Yeah.
I don't watch baseball, but I just thought of that. You know, just kind of that aspect of why not punish them that way. You know.
Well, I mean, you know, there's one thing to be in the record book, and there's another thing to have a little mark next to it. In other words, Barry Bonds, who broke Hank Aaron's record, and the conventional wisdom is he only lasted, he was a great hitter when he was a string bean, when he started. And hitting a baseball is ridiculously difficult. Ask Michael Jordan. But
ask Tiger Woods.
But the thing, Michael Jordan tried and could not hit a baseball.
That was a little joke.
Okay. So anyway, he was a great hitter when he started. Presumably, he juiced, and his neck became huge, and he had a big peanut head, and he lasted 5 extra years because, in theory, he was on this stuff, and that's the only reason he broke that record. So in the record book, in theory, you put a big mark saying, okay, well, he's the home run king, wink, wink. Really, it's still Hank Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, Anthony,
right.
Good call. Hey. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Dr. Short Talk. Yeah. Have a good
Whoa.
What, you cut off the guy who was saying thank you to you?
Yeah, well, that was
He was saying thank you, and then you hung up on him.
Yeah.
It wasn't very nice.
No, you're absolutely right.
All right.
I stand corrected. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Hey, Ray, I loved your description of what happened to Barry Bonds.
Did he not have a bizarre...
he had a big head... And no neck.
Yeah, I mean, and this happens. Yeah.
I mean, you look back at the old baseball cards, it's just amazing.
And he was a great baseball player when he came up on the Pirates.
Yeah.
He was terrific.
And you hear that come up a lot with writers when it comes to Hall of Fame voting, guys who say, you know what, I'd vote for these guys because they were terrific baseball players before they started using steroids.
Yeah, and look at Mark McGwire. You know, he all of a sudden just toward the end of
his
career.
Is that the guy who writes for the Times Union?
Yeah, that's the very one. Okay. And that's why he ended up at the Times Union. He was juicing, and he got kicked out of the game.
Hey, he was quite a softball player. So
he was. And he was. You know what? The Mark McGwire used to be at the Times Union. He plays this old-style baseball once a year down in Del Mar at the town park. And they go out in 100-degree weather and wear these old canvas suits.
No.
And he plays ball. And we watch them.
What's he doing now?
I don't know. Maybe he's on tour with a team.
Okay. Let's go to Jess in Voorheesville. All right, Jess, your turn.
All right. Barry Bonds got brought up, I'd like to make a comment. They interviewed Hank Aaron, and they asked him what he thought about Barry Bonds juicing. And he said his comment was that the pitcher was probably juicing, too. The other thing
That's
that
funny.
The other thing I would like to say is that as far as sport, this is just a little off the subject, but how come nobody ever goes after baseball or football and wrestlers and basketball players? You know that, I mean, you look at these football guys, it's hard for me to believe that they're not Jews.
What do you think, Pete?
I completely agree. I think football is going to be the next domino to fall, whether it's in, you know, 2 years or
talk about
or five
peanut
years
heads.
Or whatever it is. But I think there's always been in baseball this sort of thing about stats and history and the purity. You know, we talk about records in baseball like in no other sports.
Tell me it ain't so, Joe.
So I certainly think that has a lot to do with it. But again, the thing I go back to is now, even in baseball, none of these guys failed drug tests. And the drug testing is just so far behind the substances that all these guys are using. In the other sports, too, we're just not going to catch them until we have the technology to have testing that actually finds guys who are using these.
So none of those 12 failed?
You know, some of them may have failed tests in the past, but they were not suspended in this particular instance for failing drug tests.
So Major League Baseball investigators must have really had the goods on these guys because they all said, oh, like Ryan Braun, okay, yeah, that's fine, I'll do my time.
And Ryan Braun, there's another example. There's an example of a guy who actually did fail a drug test and
got
still
away
managed
with
to get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jess.
The other thing, too, I think a lot of these baseball stars come from third world countries where I imagine there's no laws for that when they're growing up. The kids are probably doing it. I don't really know that to be a fact, but I think that, you know, there's so many players from Cuba and different. I don't know if that's true or not, but I.
Okay, well, we're going to stick to what we do know here, and I thank you so much for your call, Josh.
All right,
appreciate
thanks.
It. Yeah, bye. Okay. 1-800-348-2551. One free phone open. That could be yours. It could have your name on it. Okay, let's go to Pierre in Westerlo. Okay, Pierre, how lucky are you? Go ahead.
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering about contracts. One of the things that pisses me off about...
Wait. You can't say that on the radio. Cut it out. Yeah, go ahead.
One thing that angers me about...
that's better.
...is that he was such a great player that everyone was so happy when the Yankees got him, and then it turns out that he's not even a good player because he doesn't play very well, except when he's juiced up. I wonder if they could put in the contracts now that if you're eventually found out to be juicing, you got to pay back the money.
Huh. That's an interesting point.
You need a heck of a bad agent. Maybe Jay-Z could work that one.
Hey, Pete, would you? He's now Jay-Z's going into the agent business now, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's good at
Pete,
it.
you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as a fan of the game, it'd be wonderful if that could happen. But you have to remember, two parties have to sign a contract. That obviously would be very beneficial to the teams who are investing, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars into these players. But the player has to sign that contract, too. The player has to agree to that stipulation.
And also, Pierre, you're being punished because you said that word before. So thank you very much.
Oh, boy.
But Major League Radio has to, you know, enforce its rules.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you, Pierre. Yeah,
thanks, Pierre. Okay. Appreciate it. But, okay. I mean, I would contest that point that he was not a good player. I mean, he was clearly an excellent player. And if the evidence, or at least what the hearsay is out there is to be believed, he really didn't start doing this until he signed that huge contract with Texas in 2003. And so he was, when he started, he was a great ball player. So I would say I disagree to some extent with Pierre's assertion that he was not a good ball player.
Would you also say that the Yankees deserved it?
Deserved what?
You know, to have this, you know, guy who brings down their reputation and who they, you know, Yankees always pay a lot of money to buy people. It's, you know, reminiscent of a certain kind of slavery.
As I said this morning, the Yankees can stink with him or without him at this point.
Yeah, that's true, Ray.
It's going to be with him for the rest of the season, I think.
You always have a good perspective on these things. Thank you. Thank you. Because people will come just to see him, to the game, to boo him, you know?
It'll be interesting to see what the reaction is when he goes back to the Bronx. Will there be a sizable contingent who are cheering him?
Okay, let's go to Ronnie from South Courtright. Okay, Ronnie, you're on. Go.
Hey, Alan. I was just saying this kind of off-the-wall comment. As you know, we always hold up sports players as role models to our children. And as I was saying to the screener, you know, I don't know if you guys watch TV at night, but there's always commercials for erectile dysfunction drugs.
Yeah. I made some reference to that earlier, but nobody caught it. Go ahead.
Okay. But
we did, but we ignored it.
Yeah, but I know that drug is legal, but it's still telling kids, if something's not working the way you want it, take a pill.
Well, we do that all the time. That's why we're living into our 80s now.
I know, but why do we always put all the role modeling on the sports figures?
Yeah, no, because everybody says the sports guys are role models, don't they, Pete? Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's natural that when you have, you know, when you're growing up and, you know, you're playing Little League Baseball, you're going to look up to a guy who you see on TV every night, you know, playing
you
a
game. You
may
or may not. I got two grandsons, they're in their 20s now, and they never did that stuff.
They never
cared what the sports play. They weren't designing their life around what their football player or baseball player star was doing.
That's an interesting point. I knew one guy who, when he went out of the business, what he did was to set up a company.
What business?
The baseball.
Oh, I see.
Pitching business.
I see.
He set up a thing in which he made these little pouches with make-believe chewing tobacco, which was really, gum.
Oh. Right.
That wasn't right. I didn't think.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because it leads kids into using chewing tobacco. What are you talking about? What's wrong with that?
It's a little pouch of gum.
Okay, now I'm done with you, Ray.
Okay.
And otherwise, I'm going to tell, and I don't want to tell.
Oh, fine.
Okay. Hey, Ronnie, thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. All right.
Bye-bye.
1-800-348-2551. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Berkshire Co-op Market, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, a community-owned natural grocery store dedicated to sustainable agriculture, the local economy, and the environment. Berkshire.coop. Earth Angels Veterinary Hospital, Wappingers Falls, an integrative facility that combines conventional and holistic medicine for a 360-degree approach to veterinary care. EarthAngelsVet.com. Smith College Museum of Art, presenting second Friday, August 9th from 4 to 8 p.m., featuring art making for children and adults, and Summer of Love, psychedelic posters from SCMA, smith.edu/artmuseum. Country Curtains at the Red Lion Inn, Stockbridge, Massachusetts, offering ready-made window treatments for over 50 years, countrycurtains.com. And Step Up presents Brian Wilson and Jeff Beck with Al Jardine and David Marks, October 8th, 8 p.m. at the Palace Theater in Albany. Tickets available Friday at noon, Ticketmaster or the Palace Box Office, 518-465-4663.
Like Casey Jones, we're coming around the curve.
You know who that was on the guitar there?
No, who was that?
That was Eric Clapton.
Oh, boy.
And Dwayne Allman.
Oh, boy.
See the slide.
Of the Allman Brothers?
Yeah, long gone now.
All gone?
He's long gone now.
Dead?
Very much.
Okay, 1-800-348-2551. But don't try that from your home right now because all five phones are ringing off the hook. We're going to try to get to everybody. So be swift and all like that. Let's go to Pete in Albany. Okay, Pete, you're on.
Hi, Alan. No one said anything about the owners. I know if I'm in the business or at my lifetime, the owners know what's going on in the locker room.
Yeah.
And they've taken advantage of this and made millions of dollars.
And they have a commissioner who's one of them.
Yeah, if they pay A-Rod $100 million, they're making 100 times that.
Of course.
And how come no one of them is dragged into the investigation of letting things go as far as they have and getting thrown out of baseball like they do baseball players?
That's a very interesting question.
And, Pete, you've spent time covering teams and been in locker rooms. Do you think that the owners willingly turned a blind eye, or do you think they were onto it or just didn't even think about it?
I think it's one of those situations where everybody knew but nobody wanted to know.
Yeah.
And I think the reason they haven't been dragged into it is because who would be the individual who would drag them into it? You know, Bud Selig was the commissioner when all this was going on, and some would say he was among those who knew but didn't want to know.
Hey, so, Ray, I told you Pete was the best sports editor that the Times Union has ever
right.
had. Yeah, that was so it really was right on the money.
Thanks, guys. I try to do that once a day.
Yeah, okay, Pete.
I don't know how we're going to get through the next 18 minutes now.
Pete, you made a very good point. Okay, thank you, Pete. All right,
bye.
Let's go to Jose in Belchertown, where everybody owns a restaurant. Okay, Jose, you're on.
Yeah, and I own a Latino restaurant right from my house.
I told you everybody owned a restaurant. Why doesn't anybody listen to me? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think there's a difference between PEDs, which are, you know, illegal steroids,
and human growth hormones. I personally think that if there's a technology that allows you to heal faster, naturally, without being illegal, that standard should be that part of it should be allowed for everybody. Especially when you got a body that you're using for your sport, you're getting paid millions of dollars, you should be able to invest something and be able to get it to heal faster.
Sure.
So that they didn't fail some of the tests. And they're, you know, they have some evidence against them, and there's a lot of them are accepting the suspensions. But maybe some of those that use HCH should not be suspended. That's a natural thing. And
okay, so, you made your point, Jose. Now we're going to get to the other guys. Pete, you're first.
Interesting point. Go ahead, Pete.
It is a good point because at some point there is a fine line, but you know, guys are able to play because they're taking.
Sure.
You know, strong painkillers.
Yeah, you have a back operation. They give you medicine that'll make you heal faster, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
But the fact of the matter remains that baseball has drawn the line here, and there are rules, and they were broken. You know, if you wanted to argue that baseball needs to now take a step back and look at all those rules and decide how, in this world where we have all this technology and the ability to produce these substances that can make you bigger and faster, stronger and heal faster, that. You know, we should reevaluate those rules. Then sure, that's a perfectly fair argument, I think. But I also think that's separate from whether or not A-Rod should be suspended for having taken.
Hey, Jose, I got a great idea for you. I'm not kidding. Write this to the New York Times. Your idea on this. I'll bet they'll publish the article. They'll publish the letter, which is very hard to get done. Times Union, not as hard.
Wow, that was a shot, Pete.
Where to? Send it to? Because I will do that, and I'll say you suggested it. Where to?
Just send the New York Times.
I will do so today.
Thank you, Jose. All right.
Interesting about HGH, though, because, you know, it does, and it's prescribed in cases by doctors. You know, you're healing from a major surgery, and it helps. So if you fail that test, then what happens?
That's also a good point, though, because in some cases here, we're talking about controlled substances.
Yeah.
You know, if you're taking HGH because you have some sort of medical condition that requires a prescription for HGH, that's...
Well, you can always talk about your bad hip or your bad knee or whatever, you know. There's always a possibility you could make something up. Okay, let's go to Jonathan in Norfolk. Jonathan.
Everybody's got themselves their real knickers in a twist over this, right? And it strikes me the real reason is because we're making decisions about what are legitimate and what are not legitimate things you can take.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is we all take performance-enhancing drugs every day with what we eat, never mind an aspirin or...
How about a coffee? Ray just raised his coffee cup.
His coffee cup, and I think you got into the whole issue of Viagra, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, we did mention it.
So, you know, and who is to say to an adult what they should and should not
So you're take? A libertarian. You think they should take whatever they want? The baseball doesn't think that.
I have a huge difficulty with the overall situation of illegal drugs in this country. I think we'd be much better off if we made all drugs legal. And in this particular case, you've got a private institution who is laying down these rules. And from a scientific, ethical, and practical point of view, they're in a mess.
Jonathan, only because I want to get everybody in, I thank you for making that point. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go to David in Albany. David in Albany, you're on.
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
I just wanted to echo Pete's comments. Major League Baseball is its own entity, is complicit in this, and so are the owners. They're the ones that have derived all of the benefit from putting fannies in the seats, coming to see the home run. Everybody knows it, just nobody wants to say it. It's much like the cocaine scandal back in the late 70s. It went on for years. Major League Baseball swept it under the rug. Why? Because the Ted Simmons were hitting, the Hernandezes were hitting, they were putting people in the seats, and baseball is a business, not a game.
Pete's the guest. He goes first. Go ahead.
The only point I disagree with you on, David, is I don't think it's fair to say the owners derived all the benefits. I think, obviously, a lot of players made a lot of money because they were using performance-enhancing drugs. And I also think a lot of fans have gotten some benefit from this, too. I mean, you look at the popularity of baseball and the way it spiked after McGuire and Sosa were chasing the home run record that year. There were a lot of fans who got a lot of enjoyment out of that.
And Ray, you wanted to say?
Well, I do think that your overall point, David, has some validity. However, I don't think anyone should classify the cocaine scandals and all those guys who were using that in the 80s. I mean, that's not a performance-enhancing drug.
Okay. Hey, David, we're moving ahead. We're coming around the curve here. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Tom in Catskill. Hey, Tom, how's things at the Point? Go ahead.
Good, good. Thanks, Alan. I was just wondering the percentage of Hispanic players in baseball, because it was 100% that got thrown out. And I can't believe that they're the only ones doing this.
Can I see that newspaper, Alan?
Yeah, sure. Which one, the POST?
No, let's get the Albany Times Union.
Oh, I don't have that here. Oh, I do have that here.
Right there.
Oh, I do have that.
I want to just see the list and see if you're correct about that. I didn't even strike me that they were all Latin players.
Everyone.
Wow. Is that true, Peter?
That is true.
Wow.
And that goes back to that caller before who made the point that in Latin America, a lot of these drugs that they use aren't frowned upon.
So what do you make of this, Tom?
I don't know.
Nah. Come on. You called. You made the point. You know what you make of it.
You think
it's ethnic or racial or discriminatory?
I don't know. But Selleck's a used car salesman from Milwaukee.
Right,
you know?
Right, indeed. Is that really true, that he was?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. And then he got into baseball after that?
Yeah, he's bottom line all the way.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't like it, but that's how it is.
Yeah, well, there is people who are making an honest living of being used car salesmen.
Absolutely.
No, I'm not saying that. You know, their grandfathers were hung by horse for horse thieves.
Hey, now. All right.
Hey.
Well, that's all I got to say. I'm just wondering why the percentage was so high.
I didn't even think about that.
The only reason I'm spending more time with them, we only got two guys on the line, so I want to make sure that, you know, we went very fast on the other guys.
I'm not casting any aspersions as to racism or anything. I thought you were. Spanish guys.
Why'd you bring it up then?
Yeah, well, I thought you were.
Well, because it's pretty odd, isn't it?
Well, so you are casting aspersions. I rest my case, Your Honor. Let's move on.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, thank you.
As Ray says, let's move on.
Yes.
And let's go to Peter in Washington, D.C. Wait a second. Are you really in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, I am.
You're sitting there right now?
Uh-huh.
And how are you hearing us?
Well, originally on my phone, because I stream through WAMU.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. We did a broadcast from AMU. Nice place down there. I went to American University, you know.
Oh, good for you.
And I did my master's there when I was there. It's like three buildings, Mary Grayton Hall and two others. Now I went up there.
Oh, my God.
There's a city there now. It's unbelievable.
It's Washington, right?
Washington, yeah.
I just graduated from that university.
Massachusetts and Nebraska Avenues.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, for you.
Yeah. You had a point to make. Go ahead.
I think we're looking at this the wrong way. The libertarian argument, just because if you look at stock car racing, there's a very specific dimension to ensure that whoever has the most money or whoever has the best technology doesn't always win. And that's kind of what we're seeing with, like, star players using performance-enhancing drugs. And that's why I don't think anyone should just be able to use it, because the point of it, in at least my opinion, is to level the playing field. And if
you're busting up.
Give him another chance. Peter.
Peter, you there?
Oh.
Next time he should charge his phone.
So do you think this is it then? I asked Faye Vincent pretty much this question when he was on the roundtable earlier this week. I said, you know, for a long time now, there have been dark clouds over baseball. And it's a game that means a lot to a lot of people. Does baseball come out again into the sunshine? Or is there always going to be this?
I don't think this is it.
Nah.
And it's because of what I said earlier, that we still haven't developed tests that are finding guys who
also because we have little leagues and we have institutional.
They're not doing PEDs in Little League, are
what'd
they?
What did you say?
You're not saying.
Now, come on, Ray. That is not worthy of you.
They're not.
I am simply saying, you know, we have a whole institutional, you know, fabric, including little leagues and everything else, where kids come up and then they take people like me and they destroy us forever by putting us in right field, you know, and treating
us. You prefer to play in left field, yes.
And treating us like, you know, dirt. I'll never forgive them for this, but for the most part, people, you know, people are part of it. Now, soccer is always interesting to me because soccer, we have the same sort of institutional thing. We have kids, we have teams, we have leagues, and yet we've never liked soccer in the United States.
No, I'm not sure that has anything to do with performance-enhancing drugs, but I never cared for soccer myself.
Oh, you think I've strayed from the topic?
No, not at all. I mean, no more than, you know, more than usual. We're fine. We're fine.
Okay, then you say something.
All right, well, I'll get back. I'll get back to my question that I posed to Pete Iorizzo of the Times Union.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a time, is the golden age is clearly past where baseball was America's pastime, but is there ever going to be a time when this tainted, this horrible stained image is cleared up?
You know, if you're looking for a reason to be optimistic, I think it would be that you've heard so many players in the past couple weeks come out against the steroid users and speak very openly about it. In fact, there was even a San Diego Padres outfielder, I think, said yesterday that he thought it was about time that the union stopped going so far to represent and defend players who've used steroids. And you've seen now, you know, obviously...
But they're going to do it again with A-Rod.
They are, although they're not so much... It's interesting. What I think they're going to challenge is the length of the suspension. You notice A-Rod, when he talked to reporters yesterday, never actually denied that he used steroids. Mm.
The lawyers told him.
Exactly. He has eight lawyers.
But Shoeless Joe is my answer to your question, Ray.
What do you mean?
Well, we've had scandals before. You know, we've had bribery scandals. We've had things like that. You know, and baseball just dusted itself off and started all over again.
I suppose you have something there.
Yeah, I do. Okay, now what are you going to do for the next 3 minutes?
Now that I agree with you, what the hell are we going to do now?
What are you going to do for the next 3 minutes? Hey, Pete, say something.
Well, the reason I think baseball will survive is because it's an entertaining game and it's steeped in tradition and, quite simply, people love baseball. You know, they like watching baseball, and it's a summer pastime. And
you can do things while you're watching baseball. In other words, it's not like one of these football things where, you know, you got to keep your eye on the screen every moment. You know, there's huge moments of nothing that go on in baseball.
I disagree.
What do you mean you disagree? How
mean
can you
huge moments of nothing?
Well, think of watching.
Well, the great thing about baseball is, though, you can watch it two ways. Baseball can be just sort of background noise to the summer.
Right.
You know, you're out doing something in the yard and you have the game on the radio in the background and, you know, you hear the announcer start to yell and you assume somebody hit a home run or something and you follow the game that way. Or you can, you know, sit there with your notebook and keep score and, you know, there's a thousand intricacies and small, tiny details that go into every single pitch and every single play.
Yeah.
And you could follow the game that way.
And they're trying to make it better by putting those things. If you watch it on TV, and they put the little box and shows you where the ball goes and where it doesn't go.
Yeah.
Or like that. Well, you know, when I was a kid, you had nothing like that. You had nothing like that. You're going to say something about dinosaurs, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to say anything of the kind.
I know you
But won't. I looked at you, I thought about when I was a kid, listening to the game on the radio was way more. Well, of course, the Mets were only on up here.
Yeah.
10 days a year in Albany.
Is that right?
But you listen to Bob Murphy's radio call every day of the summer, and it was the, as Peter says, it was the soundtrack of the summer for so many summers.
Okay, very quickly. Okay, Michael in Loudonville, you got to go fast because we're almost out of time. Go ahead.
Okay, quick comment, just contrasting baseball with golf. A couple Saturdays ago, I'm sure most people didn't catch this, the U.S. Open junior amateur, kids under 20 years old or 21, I'm not even sure what the age. There was a 36-hole final. The kid who lost on the second or third to last hole called a penalty on himself because his ball moved while he was lining up a putt. And he lost the U.S. Open junior amateur.
Good kid.
You know, contrast that. It was the same day that the stuff with A-Rod started to come out.
Yeah. Michael, you made that point. I got to let you go, and I want to mention that Carl called in. He wanted to talk about cricket, but we haven't got time to do that.
See, now we almost got to curling. Another half hour, we would have been at curling.
All right, we're just about out of time. But I want to thank everyone who called in and apologize to Carl from Palatine, who wanted to talk about cricket.
Yes.
Support for Car Talk comes from Quality Foreign Care, Car Care, Boston Spa, New York, specializing in European car sales and service for over 20 years. QFCC.com and Empire Exhibits and Displays, Albany, New York, custom exhibits, interactive displays, and commercial casework for trade shows, events, museums, and corporate interiors. EmpireExhibits.com and the Glens Falls Hospital serving six counties in the southern Adirondacks. in 28 locations, Big City Medicine, Hometown Care, Twitter, Facebook, and GlensFallsHospital.org. And the Berkshire Botanical Garden, Stockbridge, Massachusetts, presenting their Grow Show August 10th and 11th with divisions in horticulture and garden photography. Open to all ages and experience, BerkshireBotanical.org. So, folks, thanks again for joining us on the Vox Pop. And thank you so much, Pete, for your wonderful work.
What's your blog, by the way, Pete?
I don't have one, actually.
You have a column that runs on the TU. It's a blog, though, right?
My column runs every Sunday in the Times Union. Well, and it's always online after that. You can find it if you go to timesunion.com/Pete.
All right, you got to get a blog, man.
Okay. Remember, the conversation continues online at wamc.org/VoxPop. Our engineer has been the incomparable Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by
Bruce Herbach.
Oh, yeah. It says here Hannah Hohenstein, but
that's not Hannah.
Flack. Okay. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.